Welcome to the second hour of Jazz for the Asking. I'd like to begin the second hour of the program with something that was recommended to me not too long ago. It's an album that I wasn't too familiar with until somebody wrote in saying, "Can you play something from Chet Is Back?" I hadn't seen a copy of this album for many, many years, but I did come across a reissue that was on CD. It was released on RCA Victor in Italy. It was actually recorded in Italy as well, and features some very talented European musicians, and is a quite unique album because it is so different from most of his other recordings. The track we're going to begin with is called "Well, You Needn't," that was composed by Thelonious Monk. Thank you. the Chet Baker Sextet with Will You Needn't, composed by Thelonious Monk. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is simply pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you with your comments, suggestions, or requests. We now move to something from the bebop era, Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra, with Jumpin' with Symphony Sid.
Let's jump with Symphony Sid!
Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra, Jumpin' with Symphony Sid. We now move to Burt Bacharach. Now, I know many of you right now are going, Burt Bacharach, that's more of an easy listening mode. Well, yes, it's true, but a number of his compositions have been done by some of the greats, like Stanley Turrentine, Nancy Wilson, Earl Klug, and many others. We're going to take a listen now to Grant Green from a Blue Note recording called Blue Note on Bacharach. Here he is with Burt Bacharach's I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant Green with the Burt Bacharach composition, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Let's stay in this vein of compositions by non-jazz artists, but having them rearranged in a jazz style. Let's move now to Stevie Wonder, the famous Motown artist. In 1983, Art Pepper and George Cables released an album called Goin' Home. It features a composition by Stevie Wonder called Isn't She Lovely? I have to be honest, it is my favorite arrangement of this song. I even prefer it to the Stevie Wonder version. Art Pepper, alto sax and clarinet, and George Cables on piano.
Thank you.
Pepper and George Cable's from the album Goin' Home with Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely. Not too long ago, somebody requested to hear some Johnny Mathis. Of all the Johnny Mathis albums, which happens to be my favorite, it's called Open Fire, Two Guitars. What's different about this album is it's just that. It's two guitars and bass. It features Al Kaiola and Tony Matoa on guitar, Frank Carroll and Milt Hilton on bass. Of all the Johnny Mathis albums, this is one of my favorites. The track we're going to take a listen to is I Concentrate on You.
Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people declare through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you, on your smile so sweet, so tender. When at first my kiss you declined, on the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you, I concentrate, and I concentrate on you.
Johnny Mathis featuring Al Kaiola and Tony Matola on guitar, Frank Carroll and Milt Hilton on bass from the album Open Fire, Two Guitars with I Concentrate on You. Let's have another track from a vocalist who I enjoy very much. Her name is Kay Ballard. Many years ago, she recorded an album called Lyrics by Lerner. Lerner referring to composer Alan J. Lerner, from musicals such as Brigadoon, Love Life, Day in Spring, and many others. The track we will listen to is called Almost Like Being in Love from the musical Brigadoon.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. When we walked up the brae, not a word did we say. It was almost like being in love. But your arm linked in mine made the world kind of fine. It was almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Almost like being in love, Kay Ballard. And you may have noticed something about the last three tracks that we played. Some unusual noise on them. Yes, they were all from vinyl. But I don't think it's too much of a problem. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. If you want to download this show or the past editions, go to www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Or you can send us an email, pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We're now going to go to a musician who is known around the world. He is known for his instrumental easy listening records, as well as a series of non-stop dancing records that he put out in the 1960s. Another name, of course, really not associated with the jazz world, and that is of Hanzi, otherwise known as James Last. What people may not be too familiar with is that in the 1960s, James Last actually worked as an arranger-conductor with his band for RIAS in West Berlin. RIAS stands for Radio in the American Sector. During that time, he did a lot of classic jazz arrangements by composers like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, many others. In 1975, he recorded an album at the Record Planet Studios in Los Angeles, California. In Germany, the album was called Well Kept Secret. And it's no wonder the album did not do well of all his records on the European market. In fact, Polydor in Germany despised the album because it didn't follow the traditional pop easy listening vein that Last was known for. In the United States, the album didn't do well either because nobody had heard of James Last. It wasn't until 30 years later, when the United States arm of Polydor, now known as Universal, decided to re-release the album under the new title, James Last in Los Angeles. This album is extremely unique, and it is so unlike the James Last Orchestra. It features some of the most prolific studio musicians in California. It was produced by Last and Wes Farrell, and it is absolutely phenomenal. And it's an album that now people actually put in the modern jazz category. Here's James Last with Jubilation on Jazz for the Asking. James Last with Jubilation from the album James Last in Los Angeles. We now move to a selection from the soundtrack to the film Bird, the film about Charlie Parker that was produced and directed by Hollywood actor Clint Eastwood. It starred Forrest Whitaker as the phenomenal sax player. The track is called Cool Blues. It features Charlie Parker on alto sax, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and John Guerin on drums. Charlie Parker on alto sax with Cool Blues from the soundtrack to the movie Bird that was directed and produced by Clint Eastwood. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. It's been a lot of fun to have you with me. Once again, if you wish to get in touch with us, please do so. Our email address is very, very simple. It's pcjmedia@gmail.com. Once again, pcjmedia@gmail.com. You can also log on to the website for PCJ, click on Jazz for the Asking, and listen to all past editions of the show. And the website is also just as simple, www.pcjmedia.com. Coming up very soon on the next edition of Jazz for the Asking, our special guest is going to be Russ Davis. Now, who is Russ Davis? Well, many of our listeners overseas will know him as the host of Jazz America on The Voice of America. So, Russ Davis, our special guest here on Jazz for the Asking, host of Jazz America on the VOA. Also, coming up very soon, we're going to be joined by Canadian jazz vocalist George Evans. So, we have two fantastic shows coming up in the new year. We're going to close this program with something by Herbie Hancock from the album Headhunters, released in 1973. It's a track on here that has been performed by a number of musicians as well, called Watermelon Man. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon. We would very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.